This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Courtesy of Reliance Tencent Cadbury Hudson's Bay, a conglomerate company, exclusive supplier of Dairy Milk chocolate products.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
When my husband gets caught up in a sense around, they sometimes forget I exist. But don't you worry. I've got a little trick to bring them back to the outside world.
Say, are you making ensoyment riblets and soy BBQ sauce?
Why don't you peel yourself off that couch and find out?
They brought back the riblets. Ugh.
I just think there's a lot more we could do from here if we, you know?
I do know.
And you'll pass my ideas, you know, up?
I will pass them up. Officer Daniels, I didn't know you were waiting.
Yeah, hi.
Goodbye. You'll hear me on the feed.
Every day. Bye now. Officer Daniels. Taylor. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. What were they doing here?
Big ideas for the Sense Around program.
We aren't producing new content. They haven't been on the feed in months.
Their contract states they don't want to know details about their audience. You could have saved me. You're supposed to check in when you arrive.
With who?
Renowned.
Ha! Ha! God, I didn't see that back there.
Kreuzo, is with Vaith, Suithog, a Glovan.
I thought you weren't supposed to have one.
Surplus. Plenty of offices shut down that I can borrow from.
Nid ydy chi. Ar fwydlen y dydd.
This one needs a bit of work. Seems to be stuck on Welsh. But still nice to look at. Come on in.
You know you're a little creepy sometimes, right?
Dalwch ati I wylio'r lleiad.
This place is a ghost town.
All the better to keep people out of my way.
The story is that it's to shut you out.
I figured that conversation would have gotten around. She probably leaked it herself.
Did she really blame you for the coffee?
A scapegoat is a useful thing to have.
Well, don't get me wrong. It's definitely gone downhill.
And I didn't offer you any.
Allai helpu chi.
Could we get some coffee?
Cwpaned o de, poeth?
Coffee.
Cwpaned o de?
Never mind. So, you know all of that. Do you know what you're doing here now?
I thought maybe you needed an escort out of town. Drive you to the limits while you hide under a blanket, guide you through the checkpoints.
Very funny.
Well, what else have you got? The VP is after you, and that's not something you just shake off.
What's the current status of Moonbase Theta?
What? Oh, it's, you know, shut down, like all the others.
Do we know that for sure? Have we still got eyes up there?
I mean, not now.
I shouldn't have sent Langua to replace you. He was an acceptable obfuscation at the time, but I should have known the shutdown would get complicated. You would have kept that comms lead away from the rovers. You would have shut down that trickery with the asteroid. You would have kept this goddamn tardigrade thing under control. That doctor won an award just before the shutdown, right when I wanted all eyes pointed away from the moon. He's all over the feeds. I had to do some fast talking after that one. But it all went down. Damn it, I wish you were still up there.
Thanks, I guess. You understand I'd be in stasis, just like everyone else?
Fair point. The moon base program was always going to be my checkmate. I pulled in every favor from the conglomerate, had agents infiltrating the others. It was just a matter of time. And when every piece was in place, the pin in the grenade...
I'm not sure you're playing chess the right way.
...would have been my transformation of those sleepy little bunkers into my dominion. That would have balanced all the books. Everything I gave up to join the consortium, to put myself in just the right position to show my hand.
Again, not applicable to chess.
But everything fell apart too soon. I needed those last few supply rockets. I had plans for those last few supply rockets. I had plans for the last weeks at the base. And Parker blocked me at the goal line.
I have got to teach you how to play this game. So what? You called me here for your big cartoon evildoer speech since you never got to use it?
You're lucky I like you. I called you for two reasons. First...
Because Deer and Hartman have already run off?
Because you're loyal. You make your funny little comments, but I can trust you. You live up to your agency's motto.
Diversity, conformity, security. It's on all the vehicles. The other reason?
Because you know that moon base. You know the people, the systems. You know how to get my work done up there. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't set up those stasis pods to show warning lights all through the shutdown. Your maintenance lead was way too nosy. But that kept her distracted from a few other surprises.
That still seems like a moot point now, but okay.
We'll see about that. I've got a few strings left to pull, a few files left open, a few agents in the field. Which is where you're going once we finish this briefing.
Is that what you're calling this? Huh.
I may not be able to get you back up there, not yet. But keep it on your to-do list. The moon is definitely still in play.
Now I wish I'd gotten that coffee.
I can try again. Darlin, can we get some coffee in here?
Mein Zrugeni, Rodin Kyle, Egoil.
I wish I understood one word of that. Still, keep your fingers crossed. We'll find out in a minute.
So, you brought back the riblets.
Resuming lab notes. Subject T27. Length 8.8 centimeters. No, 8.6. Stay still for a moment. Weight is... Oh, I can't... Hold still, could you please? Jules, could I borrow your balance and weighing enclosure? Jules?
Oh, I'm sorry, Edwin. Did you say something?
You know I did.
It sounded as if you were asking a favor.
Good gods.
I'm just thinking back to yesterday, when I asked if you could watch Subject H4 while I went to the kitchen, and you...
There were muffins, Jules. Do you know how long it's been since I've had
Hey, do you think you could keep it down over there? We are elbows deep in real science, and there's no time for your nonsense.
For our nonsense.
Don't.
For our nonsense.
Please don't.
Edwin? Hold my hedgehog.
We are so close to achieving a three-dimensional crystalline structure. It took months before the shutdown, and we've rebuilt it in days. If you could just...
Don't make excuses, Chris. Now, where is my dueling puppet?
Hello, all. Nice to see folks up and around. I've been in the tunnel since 5, but I'm just a go-getter. Been examining the seismic joints and the lining around the living quarters, made some notes for repairs, but nothing looked too terrible. Not like the mining tunnels where we're moving to a new junction. And I drank most of the pot of coffee, which is doing really interesting things to my heart rate. So greetings. Did you know there were muffins?
I believe I did hear something about muffins.
Jules.
Morning, Chris. Need a hand with that? It looks a bit fragile.
Thank you, Amal.
That all sounded suspiciously like engineering.
Here, I brought you back a moon rock.
Oh, basalt. I've always been interested in the europium anomaly.
I've taken several trips to the highlands for comparison if you'd like to see my research. Do I even have a workstation in here? Oh, here we are. Someone's been using it to build a monster ranch? Okay, I can get behind that.
Jules, that balance, may I...
On your guarantee that the next time you dash off to the kitchen, I get my share.
Agreed.
Chris, are we stable now?
That's a loaded question.
It's coming together. We might have it.
Pardon me, behind you there. All good now. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, don't bother at all. I was just...
The plasma! The crystals!
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll set things back up so we can start again.
You're lucky I have this very distracting moon rock.
Do you have to keep calling it that? We're on the moon. They're all moon rocks.
Moony, moony, moon rock.
While everyone's here, what happened in that meeting? Edwin, I thought you had everything arranged.
All of us were in that room. There wouldn't even be a plan if not for me.
Am I missing something? Everyone spoke their piece, all opinions were heard. That's how it's supposed to work.
I know there were a few chaotic moments.
Chris, we all know you did your best.
Thank you. I know that wasn't a compliment, but I'm taking it anyway.
At the end of the day, we're all here doing science on various levels. What more do we need?
I was under the impression we were taking control of the moon base.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nobody said anything about...
My experiments, uninterrupted, uncompromised experiments, are my main concern as well. But I thought we agreed to achieve that goal through full domination.
That may be stating it a bit strongly.
You said, if we stand together, we can keep this base moving forward in the name of science. Isn't that what you meant?
I suppose so, but... perhaps not quite as authoritarian.
I should hope not. I was discussing the benefits of the freehold model, as well as...
If you wish to suppress the achievements of the most skilled individuals, which includes at least some of the people in this room...
Hey, don't shout at Chris! They're only trying to...
They're trying to invalidate my accomplishments.
And you're trying to invalidate the voice of the people!
All right, now, remember, this is a laboratory. There are delicate experiments in progress.
As long as one of those experiments isn't fascism.
Of course. That's definitely where I was going. You've got me. Dr. Day, are you playing with your finger puppet, or are you taking part in this discussion?
What happened to my dinosaurs and chocolate campaign, hmm? Dino chocolate. Dino chocolate.
Oh, and then... we could have chocolate chip muffins. Oh my gosh.
Are you sure you didn't freeze a little too solid in stasis?
Dino chocolate.
Chris, can't you do something here?
Short of a cattle prod, I don't know what else could possibly...
I do love the free exchange of ideas in the morning.
My tardigrades have grown agitated. Shh, 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 shh. There.
Hi, everyone. Has anyone seen Wilder?
Right, Wilder. What was she trying to say in there?
Absolutely. Wilder was just...
I mean, right?
You're telling me. She's impossible. She used to make me sign off the duct tape. Can you believe that? Biometric scanning and everything. Like I'm the one who's not trustworthy. Don't get me wrong. I don't want her job. She knows every inch of this place like the back of her... you know, but try to work with her every day.
Well, she hasn't been through here.
Okay, thanks.
Good seeing you, though.
Thanks for stopping by.
You too. Gonna go check the kitchen, I guess.
The kitchen? I believe I'll come with you. Edwin, you'll watch my hedgehogs?
Back to science, everyone. Oh, Chris, stay out of that folder. Those notes are way too advanced for you.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right, two panels replaced on the western array. Not too bad, really, when you think about it. Of course, new panels are one of the many things we can't just call down to Earth and order now. That's going to make things interesting eventually. I wonder how long the arrays up at the poles are going to last. That's a cheerful little thought, Wilder, for the surface of the moon standing all alone. Let's shake that right out of our heads. Onward and over, Eastern Array. This is when I'd usually catch up on my messages back to home. Stop it now, that's not any better. Look, I see 1, 2, 3 panels out on this side. Let's get to work. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Wilder.
Ah! Oh, wow, you scared the crap out of me, which is kind of dangerous in these suits. You gotta give a girl some warning here.
I'm not sure how I could warn you that wouldn't be just as surprising.
Fair enough, but you made me go all OMG WTF BBQ inside. Is everything okay?
Yes. And, well, no.
Narrow it right down there, why don't you?
There are no emergencies, but I wanted to talk to you alone.
You picked the right place, at least.
The scientists are getting agitated. More so.
Always the goddamn Illuminati.
We've got to get serious before they take some sort of drastic action.
Yeah. I don't know that they'd blow the place up or find some way to call the consortium we haven't figured yet, but I don't not know it either.
I don't think we should call the consortium.
Me either. Glad my co-conspirator feels the same.
Eventually, if there is a way, we might have no choice. Unless Nessa's plan...
Yeah, it's all hanging on that. And we've still only got half her notes, right?
I can't find more. Jackson is looking, too, in case there's a connection I missed. Chances are, they're with the partner on Earth she mentioned.
Which, again, can't call and shouldn't call. Just a sec here. Ugh. It's so weird not to hear a satisfying little clunk when I see the bolt right. I feel it, a little, but I miss that clunk.
Here, let me know when.
I appreciate the effort. Okay, so what can we do with what we've got?
Jackson is working to bring the farm back to full capacity. I can attempt to apply Nessa's concepts regarding the recycling systems, though in the end, the application would be up to you.
Right. Part of why I'm out here is to have a good long think on my piece of it all. I wish we'd gotten to have that chat.
I agree.
All right, another bolt ready here if you want to play along. And now. Nice work there.
We will reach a point where things begin to break down. We could really use some help from...
The Sans Bros. Yeah. And we're back full circle. They ain't big fans of the two of us, I'm sure you noticed.
Every time they call me the computer, I have this urge to cut back on the oxygen in the lab.
Well, that might do the trick. I don't think they're going to join us the easy way. In the end, we'll need other folks too. Pacey and even Zhang. Though I think he's going to go against anything I propose just to be contrary. So? Good thing Ponyo loves revolution.
I get all of your references, but I'm not sure I understand the point.
Let it go, Elsa. What's our plan? Occupy the kitchen, put Eliza between them and the muffins and they crack? I'm not completely kidding. That might do it for me.
I don't think that would please Jackson.
Fair.
They have no respect for us, but there is another.
Tumnus, you sly dog. You just said you don't get memes.
I said I get them. I just don't know why they work. But it's obvious they do.
You aren't saying we put our trust in... I know you've spent a lot of time with him lately, but I was around him plenty before, and... Really? Really?
Roger is complicated, but I trust him.
I trust him about as far as I can throw him. Not counting the low gravity or using Eliza.
He'd be a figurehead, disguising our involvement in the decisions. We'd tell him what to say.
Oh, so he'd be our puppet. You should have started with that. Okay, I'm in. But you gotta talk to him.
We understand each other.
A challenger appears. It's worth a shot. Okay, one more bolt here and I'm done. You ready, partner?
Ready.
And... Good job. Let's wrap this up, though. I'm running a bit low on O2 myself. I'm gonna start heading back. There's lots we've got to plan. They just brushed off talking about the other moon bases. And especially if we can't get the rest of Ness's notes, we're gonna need their resources.
That could raise some ethical issues, depending on what you mean to do.
I know. But what doesn't from where we're sitting?
If it's that or the consortium.
We're gonna need a plan for that, too. In case we do have to call, or in case they just notice we're up here moving around.
I might have an idea that would help with that.
Well, haven't been your last big idea. I'm listening.
It would give us more leverage in dealing with the science bros as well.
Now you're talking. Wait, what are you talking?
In both situations, what we need is a particularly devious mind.
And you happen to know one of those?
Better than anyone. Though I'm not completely sure what Zero Reaction will be.
Well, I'm gonna trust your judgment. I damn well better at this point. And here we are.
Would you like me to open the airlock?
Nah, Eliza likes using the manual release.
Wilder.
Tumnus.
There is one more thing I've wanted to tell you. Or, I should say, needed to.
This sounds all sorts ominous.
I thought it was best to wait until you were alone.
You might not be able to see through the suit, but, I'm giving you the awkward monkey puppet look.
Well,
I got to get back inside. Eliza binds up in the suit when there's air pressure.
Eliza is a part of this. I'm just not... It involves information I discovered during the repairs.
Now you gotta tell me.
You deserve to know. I would want to know.
Oh, God damn it. Depressurize. We'll take this back outside if we need to. All right, partner?
All right.
Come on, then. Out with it.
Thanks for listening to Moonbase Theta Out.
Today's episode featured Jen Ponton, David S. Deer, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Shireen Lonnie Yunez, Hazel Stopp, Tina Daniels, Namio Nguyen, DJ Silvis, Christy Bolton, Evan Tess Murray, and Naris Howell. Special guest appearances by Sean Howard and Eli Hamada McElveen. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. Our audio shout-out this week goes to Dwayne Farver and the team from Manifestations, a hopeful solar punk podcast of a story told by someone out of place and time. Check them out at ostiumpodcast.com/manifestations. If you want to help to make the show possible, you could join our Moon Superhero Patreon backers, starting from $1 a month. It means so much to us, and you get early episode access, weekly behind-the-scenes updates, and bonus content as a thank you. Go to patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Our suggested listen this time around is Glass Letters, a beautiful short series about loneliness and connection, and letters and bottles. Find it in all the podcast places or on Twitter at Glass Letters Pod. We'll be back again in 2 weeks with our next episode and the return of a very special character you might not have expected. Take care of yourself and those around you. Fight oppression wherever you are. And keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book, and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, your ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.